Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today, I am joined by a special guest, Dr. Gemma Kim, who is a family practice specialist and principal investigator with DPMG Health. For those of you who know, I am employed with the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation, and DPMG Health is one of our most prominent partners. They actually operate the mobile medical clinic program that we fund, and I'm so happy that you're here. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So you have exciting news to share with Coachella Valley residents, especially those residents with children.
Yes, absolutely. So we've extended our services and started a new pediatric clinic. It will be the largest in the valley that we have thus far. And so with that, we have board-certified pediatricians, we have nurse practitioners, medical assistants, all to help assist in seeing the pediatric patients in the valley and to provide those services.
And I know from working with the district, there have been studies that have shown that pediatric care, there's such a tremendous need in the valley. Is that what prompted your team to offer these services?
Definitely. You know, our whole motive and what we want to do for the community is provide whole patient family care. And with that, we really need to address the needs of our children. You know, Coachella Valley is growing. It's not considered so much a senior area now. We have a lot of young families, and so we really need to address the needs of our pediatric population here.
So what would young families do before you started offering these services? What would they do when their children needed care? Is it just on a waiting list or?
Yeah. So we hear many times families saying, we just need to see the doctor. It's taking 3 months before we can get an appointment. This physician's not able to take on new patients. We don't know where to go. We don't want to drive, you know, hours away for the appointment.
Right.
So it's accessibility, ultimately.
Absolutely. And what types of conditions and what types of care are you providing?
Yeah. So it's really anything that we're not the specialists, but we definitely provide the preventative care that's needed. So the immunizations, preparation for school physicals, sports physicals. We also address chronic health conditions. We're seeing a lot of pediatric obesity, pre-diabetes in the patients. Also, you know, with the effects of COVID-19, we saw more heightened numbers in anxiety, depression, ADHD, and behavioral health issues.
Well, so you mentioned the staff. I would imagine you had to change your staff quite a bit to offer these services. Tell me about that.
We do. You know, the difficulty is trying to find pediatricians who want to be in there, and also to get the right team members, you know, who are dedicated to the mission that we have and what we want to do to serve the community. And so with that, you know, right now, as I said, we have three wonderful board certified pediatricians, as well as nurse practitioners who are dedicated to pediatrics, and behavioral health psychiatrists who are also board certified and see children. So with that team, that's the start off. We continue to want to grow larger and be able to provide the needs, because we don't want families to wait so long to get an appointment. And with that, with this new clinic, we've extended our hours so that we have Saturday hours to help those families that work during the week or don't want to pull out their children during the week out of school and also miss work. So it's kind of a double whammy for them.
So what is the goal or vision in terms of what you want to see in the future? Do you want to be able to offer that specialty care for children, or do you just want to have more staff to serve more families
right.
and children?
We would love to do as much as we can. You know, having specialists out here would be wonderful. The closest area really is Loma Linda, and that's so far out. And, you know, if you think about it, for a family to have to go all the way out to Loma Linda, it doesn't seem like it's that far, but just the drive itself really requires a day off for the parent. And then on top of it, they need childcare too. And most of the time, they don't just have one child, they have more than one child. And so then they have to pull their children out, and it just becomes really difficult for them.
How do you go about, this is a challenge that so many health care providers face it. How do you how to address the shortage mm-hmm. of physicians and nurse practitioners and just medical staff in general.
Right. We try the best that we can. You know, we are actively involved in educating the next generation of physicians, as well as medical students, nurse practitioners, medical assistants, pharmacy students. So we welcome students in our practice because we want to be able to educate the next generation. We want to provide the workforce that's going to be able to treat the community. And in order to truly understand the community needs, you really need to go out and you need to be a part of the community and you need to see the patients up front and close. And that's why our street medicine initiative is also so helpful, because it really allows our learners and our faculty members to understand what the true needs are of the community. It's much different than just seeing a patient in the clinic all the time.
So I understand that your clinic is in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. The mobile medical clinics go throughout the valley.
Correct.
So you're definitely wanting to see children from across the valley.
Absolutely. And we understand totally that some parents just can't even make it out to Palm Springs because they may be all the way in the East Valley. And so we want to help bridge those gaps.
Okay. What forms of payment are accepted?
So we accept pretty much everything. We accept IHP, Molina, LaSalle. We accept PPOs as well as Desert Oasis now. So we've really expanded. We also provide care pro bono too, depending on patients' needs. We really don't want to turn anybody away that we can have our physicians and our staff see, because we want to provide that care.
Where can people learn more about the pediatric care services?
They can go to our website, DPMG Health. They're free to come by the clinic anytime. We have staff that are answering the phones all throughout the day. We even have now AI-generated system in the evenings to help schedule the appointments. And so we're really trying to bridge those gaps, because sometimes, you know, you call after hours, you're like, oh, and then you don't talk to anyone. The AI, I think, in this generation is helping assist with that. Although it's not a person, it's smart enough to schedule those appointments if needed.
That's excellent. Yeah. And that is needed after hours when you talk about children who are in school during
the
day.
Then those Saturday hours have become very popular, both for adults and for pediatric patients.
So how long have you been offering these services?
The pediatric center, maybe just a few weeks,
a
month.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's fairly new. So we want to be able to ramp those services and see how many patients we have, same day appointments, an abundance of them. So really now is the time if you need it to come in. But yeah, we have all types of providers, females, males. We have Spanish speakers. And so we really try to bridge those gaps. We also have translational services just in case we don't have the providers that speak the language to help, again, bridge those language barrier gaps.
That's wonderful. Thank you for all that you're doing in the community.
Absolutely.
For the whole family.
Yes, whole family care. I mean, I think that's the importance, you know, and I think that's really what keeps the family unit together. Because we also hear a lot of patients and parents say, you know, well, my child outgrew their pediatrician. We don't know where to go. We don't know who to see. And, you know, they can still see their pediatrician at our clinic, but we also have family medicine and we have internal medicine physicians at our clinic who can see the parents. And so as their children transition to become an adult, they don't necessarily need to change their clinic still. They can continue to see it. And we have all their records. We have everything. So it's really seamless and it really provides the care that they need. And in our clinics, I mean, pediatrics really doesn't require too many outpatient procedures, but we do offer newborn circumcisions for babies.
Oh, wow.
We want to see the babies right from birth. So they're 2 day, 2 week, 1 month, and then get them on their immunization schedules.
Oh, wow.
From there, we do toenail removals, partial and full. We do joint injections. And then it goes into more adult type outpatient procedures, but we have cryotherapy for like wart removals and things like that. And that's what children typically will come in with that needs some sort of procedure.
Wow. So what is the age range for pediatric care, for infant to?
Usually most providers will go up to about age 18, sometimes 17 is usually their cutoff. And then they'll say, well, they're too old now. They need to go see an adult.
Right. So again, for our listeners and viewers who want to know more, the website is?
dpmghealth.com.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dr. Kim.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity and to be able to reach out to the community.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. If you want to follow us, then we are available on wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Music, Audible, Spotify, YouTube. Please join us. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.